sneeze, handkerchief, sneeze, handkerchief, sneeze, handkerchief, sneeze, handkerchief, sneeze. Now you can carry on.
Coughs and sneezes spread diseases. Kill the germs. Kill the germs. A bowl of disinfectant. For a spoiled handkerchief which is full of germs. Coughs and sneezes spread diseases. Kill the germs. Kill the germs. A bowl of disinfectant. For a spoiled handkerchief which is full of germs. Don't spread germs.
This is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one, and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out, way out. That's where the fun is, way out, way out. That's where the sun is, way out.
Welcome to the Vinyl Garage. I'm Dave Nelson, your host, and for the next 60 minutes, we'll explore the lesser-heard side of rock, a world consisting of album cuts and B-sides, along with a healthy dose of vinyl history and commentary, from the blues of the 30s to today's new releases. We have a lot to do, so let's get started. Tis the season. The three long, dismal months us Ohioans call winter brings, along with the snow and cold, the sneezing, coughing, hacking of the cold and flu. So in true Vinyl Garage fashion, when faced with adversity, we lampoon with music. So gather your insurance card, tissues, NyQuil, and chicken soup. Here's a theme show of HMO proportions.
I don't need no doubt. What's a lover, baby, that ain't love? I wanna kiss about the gals you know. Young man, baby, got a hold of me too. I got a rockin' pneumonia in the back of my mouth
this little boy. started things with two bands that can't seem to agree. I Don't Need No Doctor and Somebody Get Me a Doctor. The former by Styx from 2005's Big Bang Theory LP. The song was originally done by Ray Charles in 1966. But the best-known version was by Humble Pie from 1971. This Styx LP is one you need in your collection. The latter is from Van Halen 2, obviously their second LP from 1979. Steven Tyler and Aerosmith are suffering from the rockin' pneumonia and the boogie-woogie flu. A hard-to-find cut, and to get your own, it's gonna cost ya. You can only find it on the 13-CD set, Box of Fire. Jersey Boys, Southside Johnny, and the Asbury Jukes aren't quite 98.6 with The Fever, a Springsteen composition from the Jukes' debut album, I Don't Want to Go Home, from 1976. You Sound Like You're Sick was from the Ramones' sixth studio LP, Pleasant Dreams, from 1981. Grace Slick and the Jefferson Airplane on the cut White Rabbit said that the pills that mama gives you do nothing at all. So apparently, at least according to the Rolling Stones, she saved the best of them for herself.
What a drag it is getting old. Kids are different today, I hear every mother say. Mother needs something today to calm her down. And though she's not really ill, there's a little yellow pill. She goes running for the shelter of her mother's little helper, and it helps her on her way, gets her through her busy day. Things are different today, I hear every mother say. Cooking fresh food for her husband's just a drag. So she buys an instant cake, and she buys a frozen steak, and goes running for the shelter of her mother's little helper. And to help her on her way, get her through her busy day. Doctor, please, some more of these outside the door. Just aren't the same today, I hear every mother say. They just don't appreciate that you get tired. They're so hard to satisfy, you can tranquilize your man. So go running for the shelter of a mother's little helper, and for help you through the night, help to minimize your plight. Doctor, please, some more of these outside the door. She took four more. What a drag it is getting old. Life's just much too hard today, I hear every mother say. The pursuit of happiness just seems a bore. And if you take more of those, you will get an overdose. No more running for the shelter of a mother's little helper. They've just helped you on your way through your busy dying day.
Robert, Dr. Robert, build a new and better man. Day I had a nasty fall, and I think I'm broken. kitchen floor, and I'm shrinking. Last week I was 5'4". Shivers lately, is it flu? Another bug is going round, what can I do? And it's bound to pick on me, I've still got the other three. Do you think if I got smallpox I get through? Don't you make me well? I've not got lungs to go.
You're listening to The Vinyl Garage. Feeling better?
Yeah.
was a Dr. Robert. His office was on East 78th in Manhattan and was the Dr. Feelgood of the rich and famous of New York. Dr. Robert Freeman was said to, along with his B12 injections, mix in a bit of amphetamines just for good measure. It was Freeman in 1955 that signed jazz saxophonist Charlie Parker's death certificate, and rumors had Jackie Kennedy as a patient. He lost his medical license in 1975. The Dave Clark Five's 1967 LP, You Got What It Takes, included Buried Deep. It wasn't one of the DC5's most popular LPs. Dr. Rhythm. It was also the B-side to the title cut. Found only on the B-side to the Who's Pictures of Lily single was Dr. Doctor, a story of a hypochondriac that, according to the lyrics, has acquired the whooping cough, mumps, chicken pox, and smallpox. But the interesting part is where he leaves everything in his will to his doctor to pay his bill. Nothing's really changed since 1967, has it? Loveitis was originally done by R&B's Harvey Scales and the Seven Sounds from 1967, but was most popular by Jay Giles. It was found on their Hotline LP from 1975 and on the Blow Your Face Out live LP from 1976. He sounds like an idiot when politics are involved, but when he lets his guitar do the talking, we all have to agree with him. Ted Nugent's Cat Scratch Fever is contagious.
Thank you. friends and say, I know how you feel now, your friends are dead. Dead on your feet, you won't get far if you keep on sticking your hand in the metal sun jaw. Now don't give up.
Is it a state of mind? No, 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 no.
It's a question.
Say if it's too late for start to cry.
One of two cuts from 1975's Venus and Mars LP that wasn't written or sung by Paul McCartney was Medicine Jar, a song by newest Wings member Jimmy McCullough, an overtly anti-drug song in which the lyric suggests that you won't live long if you keep putting your hand in the medicine jar. He should have listened to his own advice. McCullough died of heart failure due to a heroin overdose 4 years later. A surefire way to tell if you're on your way to getting sick is if your temperature is more than 98.6. Oh, and by the way, there are no decent versions of Keith's song 98.6 worthy of a spot in the garage, including Keith. So I went with A Question of Temperature by the Jersey band The Balloon Farm, one of only two singles from them, for Lori from 1968. Your trip to the drugstore was represented by the band The Other Half and their guitarist Randy Holden with Mr. Pharmacist. Holden was originally with the band Sons of Adam and, after leaving The Other Half, joined the Blue Cheer. Dr. My Eyes was from Jackson Browne's debut LP from 1972. The song featured David Crosby and Graham Nash on backing vocals. Thanks to all for joining this week's Vinyl Garage as we lampoon What Ails Ya with music. I hope you had a good time and feel a bit better. And don't forget your copay before you go. We're wrapping up with Dave Mason's Feeling All Right, first recorded by Traffic on their self-titled LP from 1968. Although Joe Cocker's version is probably the best known, I've chosen a cover by Grand Funk Railroad. In fact, the first single released off of the Survival album from 1971. So until next week, I'm Dave Nelson. As always, thanks for listening.
Right. Cute.